Pearl Brokers, Zick's Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs, Coach's Grill in Stevensville, Cabana's Ice Cream and more in downtown St. Joe, and Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. This morning, we are going to be talking St. Joe swimming, golf, cross country, and football. We're going to start things off as we talk swimming with Coach Janet Beamer and some of the Lady Bear swimmers. And good to see you, Coach, as always. How you been?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. Good to hear another season is underway. You've got, how many meets now under your belt, approximately?
We have 5 dual meets.
All right. And do you like what you've seen from the ladies so far?
Yeah, we're doing quite well. So we've won 3 of the meets, lost 2, which is better than 50%.
Well, you're right. It's better than being 40% or 30%. So you're heading in the right direction.
That's right.
Where would be some of the strengths of this year's team? Is it in diving? Is it more distance or more of the sprint swims? Where do you see some of these strengths?
We lost our top diver last year. And so our strength is definitely in swimming. These 2 girls to my right are leading the team in the sprints, and Cece is the sprinter, and Sylvia does pretty much everything else.
All right, and off to my left you have who?
This is Claire. She's a brand new girl to the team and a senior, and she's surviving, right? See, right,
yeah.
Claire?
Surviving is a good way to put it?
Yeah, surviving is a good way
so
to put it.
So this is your first year on the team, though. Have you done competitive swimming at all in the past?
Yeah, when I was younger, I've done it for, this will be my 8th year swimming. I took a 6-year break between when I last swam, so it's my first time in the pool, so in a very long time, but I'm having a lot of fun.
Does it all come back to you pretty quickly?
Yeah, it came back pretty quick.
Nice. And Cece and Sylvia, for you, the events the coach has you swimming, is it a comfortable event for you? Are there other events that maybe you've done in the past?
I definitely like where she has me. I have, I'm in the 50 freestyle and the 100 freestyle for most of the meets, and that's what I've been swimming for most of my high school career, so I'm pretty comfortable with it, and I'm just really looking forward to improve.
And then Sylvia, for you?
Yeah, so I basically swim anything. I really like butterfly and breaststroke. This year, butterfly has been really good.
Okay, and yeah. Coach, you've also got another swimmer here with you.
Yes, this is Tori. She's another senior and a captain, and she swims the distance events.
Oh, so all right. Tori's got the, everybody's got endurance in swimming, but man, I mean, so what's the farthest? What's the longest?
So the farthest in high school swimming is the 500, which is 10 50s, so it's like 20 lengths of the pool. So
and that's you?
Yeah, we get a counter for that because it's kind of hard to keep track of, but.
You're probably thinking, so it's how many lengths of the pool?
20.
20.
Yeah.
So after about 10, you're thinking, am I at like 18 or 19?
Yeah. I kind of lose track, so it's nice to have my counter there to remind me where I'm at.
How much of a grind is that?
So during practice, I try to keep my pacing, like work on my pacing, and it's just, the mindset is more the hard part than the actual swimming of it, because you have to make sure that you stay focused on what you're doing for 6 to 7 minutes, and it's just making sure that you stay where you need to be in that mindset.
And then the Cece and Sylvia, you've got distance, but then with the sprints, in distance is more pacing yourself. In your events, you just go on out there and just going as hard as you can from start to finish?
Yeah, we just don't. We don't pace. We just go.
Exactly. Just go.
And Claire, for you, pretty much you just jump in and go?
Yeah, go as fast as you can.
Who are some of the other top performers on the team this year?
Addie Straub is our top distance swimmer. She's a sophomore. And we have Ella, who swims breaststroke. And what else do we have?
We have a couple good backstrokers coming up.
Oh, yes. We have Jordan and Brianne are fighting it for the backstroke position, okay. And that's good. We're working on our underwaters there. A lot of our sprinting involves not breathing too much, so that's a challenge for us.
So usually, if you're in a panic situation, people say, breathe, breathe. And now coach tells you, don't breathe,
don't breathe.
I've had the experience of getting hit with a noodle for breathing, actually.
I guess it's better than being hit with something else, right?
No, a noodle was my preference.
Was it?
It's not really that bad. They're exaggerating.
It's not a hit, it's a tap, right?
No.
Okay,
no.
Maybe it's a hit. Maybe it's a hit. Coach, you mentioned replacing your divers. How difficult is that? I mean, you've been coaching swimming for quite a while, and if you have experienced divers that graduate, is it pretty difficult to replace them?
Yes, because diving, there's not a lot of club diving in this area, so most divers are coming in with no experience or sometimes a diver will be a gymnast, and it's really great if they're a gymnast, if they're coming out off of Power and Motion, which is the competitive gymnastics team in the area, and they can come and take that into diving. Unfortunately, if they're really good gymnasts, they're still doing gymnastics and not diving.
All right. So each one of you guys, Claire, if Coach were to come up to you and say, I kind of need you to do diving for me. Would you get an emphatic yes, or you go, probably not?
Oh, heck
not.
No. I would never dive.
No.
I don't like the diving board. I'll take the block any day over the diving board. So.
Cece?
I will do anything Coach Janet has me doing.
Okay, so if she were to ask you, what's the longest, the 500? Well, maybe that's a stretch.
The 500, I will do it if she says, and that's it.
She's done it before.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't do too bad on it, but just not my preference choice.
If she would ask you to dive?
I would dive. It wouldn't be pretty, though. Might break something.
I think I'd probably be the same as Sylvia. I'd try it, but it might not be the best.
Traditionally, what's the toughest event to fill in swimming?
It would be either the 200 free or the 200 IM. The 200 free is just a long sprint. It's all out as fast as you can go, but it's twice the distance of most other sprints. And I have a hard time convincing them to actually swim it that way. They want to take it out like the 500. And the 200 IM is hard because it's a 200 again, so it's a pretty fast event, but you have to be proficient in every stroke.
Then do you guys swim year-round? So, or Claire, for you, do you swim year-round or not as much?
Well, our season ends in, mid-November. Mm-hmm. So, but, sometimes some of us go off to other teams and other clubs.
Okay. All right. You guys, I mean, obviously not, 365 days a year, but you do quite a bit of swimming during the off-season?
I definitely try to, yeah.
Yes, I do, too.
Yeah, and if I can't swim, I try to do some other sort of activity to stay in shape so that I don't lose it.
Outside of swimming, any other sports that you participate in here at St. Joe?
I don't. Swimming's my only sport right now, but I'm probably not going to do anything else. I'm probably going to actually join another private team after this. So.
Okay. All right.
I do track. I just swim.
Yeah, I just swim.
I always like to ask people, no matter what the season is, in your case, it's swimming, the other fall sports here at St. Joe. If you weren't swimming, but you had to play another fall sport, you had to, what fall sport could you see yourself playing?
I could see myself playing volleyball.
Volleyball, okay.
Cross country for sure.
Oh, all right.
I'd be a golfer.
Golfer?
Volleyball, probably.
Volleyball, all right. Is there another sport that you haven't played that you'd like to give a try? So it's like, you know what? That looks like fun. I think I'd like to give this sport a try. Is there one that stands out for you?
Like another sport?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Basketball always looks kind of fun to me. But like people say, oh, you're tall, you can play basketball. I really can't. I have no coordination at all.
All right. But basketball could be fun for you.
Yeah.
All right. Another sport.
Tennis. I would like to be proficient at tennis.
All right.
I'm going to say tennis, too.
Probably, yeah, tennis or cross country or something like that.
Other end of the spectrum. What sport can you not see yourself play? Like, oh, no, absolutely not. That's not going to happen.
Cross country.
Not going to be cross country.
Wrestling, if it was an option for girls. Football.
Yeah, I'd probably say football.
Football. Coach, it seems like it's a fun group to work with this year.
They're a lot of fun. We've been trying to bring some fun into swimming, so I think we're doing a pretty good job.
So you had a meet back on Tuesday, got yesterday off, and then you swim tonight against South Haven.
Yeah, we had a meet on Tuesday against Mattawan, and we did very well. We swim South Haven tonight. We have some goals to try to make some MISCA cuts. MISCA is a meet coming up in a few weeks, and you have to qualify for that. It's a huge meet with all divisions. Every school in Michigan that wants to attend attends. But there are fast cuts you have to make. We have one. Sylvia made it in the 100 fly. But we're trying to get some more. However, we've been up since 5 o'clock this morning or earlier, so we'll see how that works.
Do you have a class that you can take a nap in during the day?
No.
Don't say dare say yes right now in case your instructor's listening. It's like, I'm going to keep my eye out on you guys. Who are some of the tough teams in the conference that you've either seen or you anticipate seeing this
year? We swam against Bridgman, and they lost a lot of talent this year, but they gained some talent too, so they're still strong. Portage Central's always strong. I imagine it'll be a battle with Portage Central and Bridgman again for the conference.
All right. For the event that you guys in or a few of the events, is there a certain goal you set for yourself coming in to this season? Claire, for you, is there a particular time or a goal you set for this season?
Well, I'd like to drop the times on my 1500 free. My 100 free, I want to get down to a minute, and for my 50, I want to get down to 30 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely want to make state like I did last year, and we're in Division II state, so for that I would need to drop like 3 seconds.
All right.
For my 100 freestyle.
All right.
Yep, the goal is always to make state, but right now I also really want to make MISCA in the breaststroke.
I think for me it's probably getting down past my 500 time for last season, so getting into like the teens of the 6:19.
Okay. Toughest event you've ever swam, whether it be part of the St. Joe team or in club swimming, whatever. What's the toughest event you guys have ever swam?
The 400 IM. So it's 100 of every single stroke.
Ooh, what's your least favorite of the stroke?
Breaststroke.
Okay, that was quick.
hardest is definitely 200 IM.
All right.
I think for me, probably the 100 fly. Just.
Okay.
The 200 free.
200 free. So again, up next on the schedule is South Haven. That's tonight. Here at home or on the road?
It's a home meet.
All right. And then with the regular season wraps up when approximately?
Conference is first weekend in November. November 8th.
Okay.
The swimmers know.
Yeah. You go 1 meet at a time.
That's right.
They've got a certain.
They're looking ahead. That's good.
That's good. They've got certain dates circled on.
Right. And then the state meet is a couple weeks after that.
All right. Well, you guys, thanks a lot for coming in. Really appreciate it. Congratulations on the season so far. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Coach, good to see you.
You too.
All right, we will take a break. When we come back, we'll talk St. Joe Girls Golf next. It's the road trip here on WSJM Sports. The road trip is brought to you in part by Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. At Helen's Health Hut, you'll get that personable feel because someone's helping you find the products that can help you with alternative approaches to better living and a more natural life. The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer, an empty nester, or in between, hi, this is Tina.
And Victoria with Realty Executives Pro Brokers. We know this is the largest investment you will make in your lifetime.
We understand what the expectations are in today's market and promise to exceed those expectations.
Let us put our years of knowledge, experience, and honesty to work for you.
We're your neighborhood real estate team.
Call Victoria at 470-3923 and Tina at 591-1707.
Hi, this is Brian Lairs from Campbell Ford Lincoln Saline and Niles, the number one volume Ford dealer in Southwest Michigan. That's great for us, but what does that really mean to you? Well, it means you save because Campbell sells more, you save more, and that's every day. In fact, we make a pretty exciting guarantee that we'll beat any deal on any new Ford from any dealer by $500, and that's an everyday guarantee.
See Campbell Ford Lincoln Saline and Niles today, where the best bottom line is always at the state line.
It's the geometry teacher who mans the ticket window.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game. It's the accountants and salesmen and store managers who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the graduate who listens to the league championship game on the internet.
It's the parent who sells ads in the school athletic program.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
It's the trainers, equipment managers, and ball boys who never miss a practice.
What makes high school sports here in Michigan so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
High school sports. It's the we that every community needs. This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Sports Road Trip this morning has us at St. Joseph High School. The road trip brought to you by Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe, Cabana's Ice Cream and More in downtown St. Joe, Coach's Grill in Stevensville, Zick's Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs, and Victoria Everhart of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. We turn our attention to St. Joe Girls Golf, and Ryan Walters is the longtime coach here at St. Joe for Girls Golf and our reigning Berrien County Coach of the Year. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, good to see you, Phil. That's thanks for having us.
Yeah, our pleasure. A pleasure. And you've kind of built, for lack of a better word, kind of almost a dynasty here as far as girls golf is concerned. And it's really become a pretty popular sport over the last handful of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, we have good numbers come out this year. We have 16 players on the team. And these guys had some big shoes to fill this year. We lost three of our top five from last year, including one that's playing Division I golf. For Valparaiso. Kaylee shot really good score this past week. Actually led her team on day three. And they've stepped up their game over the off season and are playing really well.
What were some of the expectations? You mentioned losing as much talent to graduation from last year. What were some of the expectations? Did you anticipate these young ladies picking up where the others had left off?
Of course.
No pressure on you guys in preseason.
Well, we had some goals kind of coming in. We have some streaks that we're trying to maintain, including conference 6 years in a row. That was a big one. And so far we're in the lead. We still have some work to do on day two. But also trying to make it to the state finals again and hopefully finish well there. But also just to try to have fun throughout the season and make golf something that players want to come to.
That's, you mentioned having fun. That's a big key, isn't it? Is you want to be competitive, you want to put the hard work in, but you also want to make it enjoyable for them, right?
Yeah, I feel like if you're playing a high school sport and it's not fun, kind of what's the point? So right. Hopefully we want to do well and have fun, and the group that I have this year, make sure that both happen.
Who'd you bring here with you this morning?
I have two seniors, Leah Terry and Bella Finnegan, and then a junior, Maya Hunter.
Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So Coach mentioned there's plenty of everything as far as hard work and dedication and fun. Now, in your mind, is there more fun or is there more stress? Is there more hard? Probably more fun, right?
Yeah, I would definitely say there's more fun. We definitely get down and we work hard during practice and during matches, but we also know how to enjoy ourselves and enjoy ourselves with each other. So it's a good combination.
Yeah.
When you come into the season, what are some of the goals you set for yourself?
Oh, me first. I would. I really wanted to break 80, and I haven't gotten that yet, but it's definitely a goal of mine pretty soon.
Okay, how close are you getting?
I hit 80.
Oh, wow! Piece of cake, then. Next time out.
Exactly.
One
right,
shot. No pressure or anything, but next time out.
Yeah, right.
My personal goal would definitely be to consistently be under 90. I mean, no, under 100. Under 90 for sure, but realistically under 100.
All right, so how close are you to being under 90?
Well, I've gotten 99 and 95. So, I mean, I'm...
Oh, yeah, so but 91's your next time out, right?
Right? That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. It's that easy.
Fingers crossed.
You want to do the math at 87 will be the next time? Well, you're going to be a pretty solid score by the end of the year. Keep that up. Leah, for you, any goals you set for yourself?
My goal this year was to stay, like, within 88 to 92, and I've been right around there, like, low 90s. I'm trying to break 90 right now, and just to be more consistent with all my game all around, so, yeah.
And then last night you had, was it the second jamboree of the season?
It was the third.
Third, okay.
Yeah. So we came in. Madawan had won the first jamboree at their place. We won the jamboree at our place. And then so last night was kind of the rubber match so far. We still have one more to play. We were at the Moors in Kalamazoo. And everyone played really well. We ended up winning by 11 shots and made for a great van ride home.
Maya got medalist honor?
Yeah, Maya played her best 9-hole rounds of her career, as far as I know. She came out of the gate strong. I was thinking back to her round. She was actually 3 under par through 6 holes. And ended up finishing even par 36. Had a really solid round, 3 birdies in 9 holes. I was telling her afterwards, I don't know if I've done that in my career, so that's a pretty solid 9-hole round.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Is that a score you thought was realistic to shoot?
Yeah, like now I do, definitely.
Well, you gotta beat that.
That was always the goal.
Well, so what was working for you yesterday?
Oh, everything, honestly, yeah. Like, I was hitting the ball really well and putting, all the putts were going in, so, yeah, felt good.
For each one of you, what's the strongest part of your game? Is it off the tee? Is it mid-range? Is it on the green? What would you say?
It definitely depends on the day.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the drives go on 180, sometimes they're going 12. It really depends on the day.
Yesterday, the driver was going well.
Yesterday, it was really, I had a really good drive. It's just my putts were not.
Well, one of these days, it's all going to come
hopefully,
together.
You're gonna get hopefully.
That 87.
My 36 is coming.
It's coming. Leah, for you, what's been your strong part of the game?
It definitely hasn't been my drive. I've had to stop using my driver, but I hit my irons pretty well consistently, so that's probably my strength. I've been working a lot on my short game this year because in years past, that's where I've lost or gained a lot of strokes, but my irons are probably still my best.
Maya?
I like my drives off the tee, actually. They're pretty consistent, so that's something I fall back on every hole.
I don't know if I've ever asked you this, Coach. What's as far as parts of the game, like we said, drive or, you know, mid-range game, putting, what's the toughest part to teach? Is there one? Would it be putting just because you have so much you have going on up on the green?
Yeah, putting. I would probably go with putting. We try to work on it a lot, but it's hard to – really, it's a lot of feel. And so it's hard to teach from a tactical standpoint of this is how a putt should feel. We just try to do a lot of different drills in practice and try to simulate real-life competition. And then hopefully as the year goes on, we get better at it.
As long as you guys have been playing golf, have you ever had a situation on the green where you putted and the ball went, you go, what in the heck just happened?
Yes, many times.
Like,
every time.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
for sure.
Monday, we're at Orchard Hills down in Buchanan. We'll have probably several moments there. Greens are like putting on your bathtub.
Really?
Yeah, they're that fast.
Oh my gosh. Well, as soon as you mentioned that, Leah got very excited. I can tell you just can't wait to get on that course.
Yeah, or something. The greens are really hard to play, but it'll be good.
It'll be good.
It'll be good.
So maybe that leads me into my next question. A two-part question. One course, whatever it is, whether it's difficulty or what the layout, what's your least favorite course to play? And also on the opposite side, what's your favorite course to play? Again, some people like, you know, judge it on scenery. Others just judge it on it's too difficult, it's too easy. So least favorite. So could I guess?
No. Mine was probably the Moors where we played last night. I had like a really bad mental block because golf is a very mental game. Because I played there freshman year when I was on JV, but I played with the varsity, and I did not play well. And so that was kind of hard for me to get over, but I finally got into a place where I'm over it, because it's a really nice course, but I had a mental block, but I'm getting over that now, so, yeah.
Bella, least favorite to play?
Well, I haven't been doing golf long enough to remember which course is which, but But I definitely, like, I wouldn't really, like, say that I hate any courses. It's just I hate how I play on certain courses.
Yeah.
But I really liked the Moors, and I really like Lake Cora. Those are two of my favorites.
All right.
Real quick about Bella. So Bella came out sophomore year, had never played golf before.
I'd never picked up a club.
2 years later, we're using her score on a regular basis. So she's really worked at her game.
Thank you.
Well, and to share a story, Bella, this was a couple of years ago, and I share this story once in a while. We did the road trip at Eau Claire, and there was a player on the boys' golf team that it was his senior year. He had never played golf before. He just decided he's going to go out for golf. And I said, so you had never picked up a golf club in your life? And he goes, no, not until the first day of practice. And I asked him, I said, so what's the biggest thing that surprised you then about golf that you didn't expect? Mm-hmm. And he thought he'd be able to ride in a golf cart the whole way. And he goes, wait a minute, I got to walk this whole thing? So that was his biggest shot.
Yeah. Yes.
Maya, for you, least favorite?
I think my least favorite would be Lake Cora, actually. I've never scored my best there, and it is kind of just a funky little course that gets you really bad.
Favorite?
Favorite is got to be the Moors now. I really fell in love with that after my school.
Which is good, because our regional's there.
I was just going to ask you to play there again.
Yeah. Two more times.
Leah, your favorite?
I really like Bedford Valley. It's where we went to state my sophomore year, and I didn't play, but I walked the course, and it's a beautiful course, and I shot my personal best last year there, so I don't know, I just have really good memories there. So
is this team maybe exceeding some expectations that you had on them?
For sure. I actually looked at the stats the other day. We're 3 shots lower this year than we were last year at the same time. So that's really good.
Did you guys know that?
No, I didn't know that.
See, you find new things out every once in a while. What's up next on the schedule for you guys?
We have West Division, our last West Division, on Monday at Orchard Hills. And then we go to Sturgis on Tuesday for an all-day tournament at Island Hills.
Okay.
And then really pre-regional, a conference tournament, and regionals.
Wow.
So it all ramps up here.
Yeah. Now, would you rather go out and play 9 in competition or 18? Do you have a preference?
I used to think that I liked 9 more, but I always play better when I play 18. I think it's because if you have like a couple bad holes, you still have a lot of time to recover. And I like playing 18. It's fun for a whole day thing. So I would prefer 18.
It really depends who you're playing with. If I'm playing with people who aren't like making conversation, I am a very social person. So if I'm not playing with somebody who's like talking to me or like not having a good time, like I'm not going to shoot as well, and I'm not going to want to be out there as long.
So you're really boring me. Let's stop at 9. I get that.
I'd have to agree with Leah. 18 is usually easier because you can get going and take it to the all the way. So.
No, in all honesty, as long as you've been playing golf, and I go, you know, I know, Bella, it hasn't been very long for you, but as long as you've been playing golf, have you ever had one of those moments where you just want to, whatever club you have in your hand, you just want to toss it?
Haven't we all?
Yes, yeah. For sure.
I've tossed a few clubs.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Some chips are just...
It just, for some reason, makes you feel better.
Oh, it does, yeah. Definitely.
Stress release.
Yeah.
All right, so the next competition is when?
Monday, Orchard Hills.
Okay. And then you're getting close to the home stretch.
Yeah. Just trying to keep getting better, keep having fun along the way, and hopefully have energy for the final push.
Well, you mentioned fun, and I get the impression that you've got no problem in that department.
It was a very active van ride last night.
I can imagine. All right, well, congratulations on the season so far. Good luck
thank
the rest
you.
Of the way.
All right, thank you
so much.
Thank
in.
You.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk St. Joe Cross Country next on The Road Trip. The Road Trip is brought to you by Cabana's Ice Cream and More in downtown St. Joe, now with an amazing full menu featuring breakfast items, coffee and espresso drinks, and fantastic sandwiches. The Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
There are places that are great for watching sports and places with amazing food. But at Coaches in Stevensville, you get both. Coaches has 28 flat-screen TVs to catch your favorite football team, including games on the NFL Sunday Ticket. And while you watch the game, enjoy food and drink specials all football season. Visit them online to order, view the menu, and check out upcoming give-back nights to support the community. Are you on your way yet? Coaches in Stevensville, where the legends hang out.
Did you know that the IRS is getting more aggressive these days? They're using private agencies to track you down and even started taking away passports. Don't wait. If you owe more than $10,000, take advantage of the Fresh Start Initiative, a program in place that can help you now. You can save thousands and possibly have your taxes forgiven. Join the thousands of taxpayers who made the call to get protection from IRS collections. Call the experts at Oxford Tax Partners now about the Fresh Start program. If you qualify, it'll stop the IRS collection agencies from coming after you. Let the IRS negotiation experts at Oxford Tax Partners get you protected once and for all. Call the hotline now at 800-575-1919. That's 800-575-1919. There's help for those of you who owe $10,000 or more, but it's important that you take action before these programs change. Call the tax experts at Oxford Tax Partners for a free consultation now at 800-575-1919. 800-575-1919. That's 800-575-1919.
If your nonprofit group or organization or church has an upcoming fundraiser, activity, or event, be sure we know about it so we can tell everybody. Get information to us at least 2 weeks in advance. Mail to Public Service, care of Midwest Family Broadcasting, 580 East Napier, Benton Harbor, 49022. You can fax info to 269-925-1011, visit theradiostations.com/PSA, or drop info off at our stations on Napier. Midwest Family Broadcasting, keeping you connected with Michigan's Great Southwest.
The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald back at St. Joe High School. The road trip is brought to you in part by Coach's Grill on Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville, inviting you to stop in for great food after your next big game. We turn our attention to St. Joe Cross Country, and longtime coach Mike Mahler is joining us. Good to see you as always. How you been?
Good. It's good to be here. Yeah. It's good to be awake. Meet last night and long bus ride home, so.
where was the meet?
I was only in Portage, but.
That's long enough.
Yeah, 70 kids, two school buses, you know. Ooh. It's a bit of a trip.
That's a bit to to try to keep track of.
Yes, it is. It's like herding cats sometimes. Almost impossible.
Yeah. Boy, you like numbers, but then after a while, it's like, oh man, we got to get two buses together.
Yeah, and we're just too many for one bus. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm always like, all right, anybody sick? Who can't make it? Who's going to be there? How many kids going home? So there's now a mathematical component to cross country as to bus math. Can we keep both buses or does one need to go home?
Yeah.
You know, kind of a thing. So wow. It's a little interesting.
Well, every year you seem to graduate some great talent, but you bring up some younger runners to fill the shoes, and you graduated some nice talent from last year. But who are some of the top runners on the boys' side and the girls' side that you have stepping in now?
Yeah, so for the boys, Andrew Moyer's been our number one runner. Drew Nisbet, Will Friesbach, Brandon Burrows, Aiden Moyer, Jake Honhorst, Michael Melvoin, Nolan Youngstead, Cole Tony's been in the mix, Jake Silvano's doing well. So we're kind of fairly deep on the boys' side, so it's been nice. On the girls' side, Riley Mullen has been our number one runner. Olivia Ipple has been our number two. Madison Scott, three. Olivia Viersma, Francesca Meluso, our foreign exchange student from Italy, has been in there. Gabrielle Dilly, Maddie Machado, Lily Halliday, Lauren Cook. So we got a nice group there as well.
And you brought with you who this morning?
So Brandon Burrows, Drew Nisbet, Aiden Moyer, our boys' captains. Dylan Marski's also a boy captain, but missing in action right now.
So he's sleeping off last night's meet, probably, right?
Well, yeah, and maybe the fact that he probably didn't figure out about this until about 3 minutes ago. he missed the practice that I was told everybody about it, so
okay.
It could be my bad. Madison Scott, Sophie Kurtz, and Claire LaValle are girl captains.
You know what amazes me about Coach every single year is when I ask who some of the top runners are, he lists down the entire roster. Does it amaze you how he can remember everybody's name? He doesn't even have to think about it. It's almost like he has a script in front of him, but he doesn't. It amazes me. All right, so for you guys, we'll start around off to the left and work around. And Brandon, any particular goal as far as the time goes that you wanted to shoot for this year?
I've been trying to break 18. So far, that's been a struggle, but we still got 5 weeks left in the season.
All right, how close are you?
About 50 seconds.
No problem. A couple seconds here, a couple of seconds there by the end of the season. It's going to be there.
Cool weather day, we're good.
Cool weather day?
Yeah.
All right. We'll hopefully get one of those sometime soon. Drew, any particular goal you set for yourself?
Well, I want to at least break 17:30 because I got really close a couple of years ago and haven't been close this year yet, but I hope if I just keep putting in the work. So, yeah.
Cool weather day?
Yeah, just another cool weather day.
Not asking for much. Claire, a goal you set for yourself coming in?
Well, I got injured, so right now I'm just trying to run at this point.
Oh, wow.
So not to get injured again, I guess that's more of a goal than a time.
That's not a bad goal.
Yeah.
As far as getting to where you were, you obviously I'm not back there yet, but as far as the injury, you pretty much fully recovered?
Well, I've started running this week, so we'll see.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sophia, for you, a goal you set for yourself coming in?
My goal is just to hit 25 minutes. I'm not one of the fastest runners, but yeah, that's just what I've been going.
You're getting to how close?
Not very close.
You still have more meets to go?
A lot. Plenty of time.
Plenty of time. It's going to happen.
Cool weather day.
A cool weather day.
Right there.
I'm sensing a theme here. Madison, for you?
I've been trying to break 22 since freshman year. I've been close, but this season I've been a little bit off, but yeah, still trying to get there.
Cool weather day?
Yeah, definitely cool weather day. She's there.
All right, Aiden?
Yeah, so this year I'm just going to try and get my all-time PR, which would be a 17:30 run, Drew. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
How close have you come so far?
Not close, like not close enough. Yeah,
not close enough. Well, again, cool weather day used to be all right. Each one of you, how long have you been running, and not just cross country, but can you remember when you first started? I guess with the interest of running long distance, Aiden, for you, do you remember when you first picked it up?
Well, I started running when I was like 8, because like my older sister was in college and she ran on the Western team, so we just ran with her all the time, me and my little brother Andrew. So, yeah.
All right. So the sister got you. Okay.
Yeah.
I started running cross country in 6th grade and have continued throughout.
Awesome. All right. Sophia?
I actually didn't start running until my sophomore year, and I'm more of a sprinter from soccer, so this was an adjustment.
Ooh, that is an adjustment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you still feeling the adjustment?
Oh, yeah.
you're not quite in your comfort zone yet.
Mm-mm.
Claire, for you, how long have you been?
I started running when I was in, like, I started in 5K probably when I was in elementary school, and then I did cross middle school, high school.
All right. Drew?
I started in 7th grade is when I started cross country, but I've been, like, doing walking 5Ks at the very beginning as, like, elementary. But then I got into running when I hit 7th grade after rocket football.
You go from the walking 5K to the running, you just figure, you know what, I can probably do this a lot quicker if I pick up my pace.
Yeah, and my mom and dad used to run a lot, so I just got it from them. So.
And you didn't want them to finish before you did.
No. Which they never really did anyways, but, you know.
Brandon, how long have you been running?
So my mom is a runner, so she's had me running since elementary, but I really didn't start enjoying it until last year when I joined the high school team. It's a lot more fun when you have friends running with you.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Toughest workout coach put you through in practice? Is the one that if you gather after school and he says, all right, we're doing this, and you go,
Michigan's.
Yeah. Michigan.
Yep.
I don't know the fartlek hill combo workout.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was brutal.
So Michigan's and the fartlek hill.
Yeah.
Yes. Does anybody want to explain what Michigan is?
So for a Michigan, we run a ladder and we start at a mile and then. Is it a mile loop in between?
Yeah.
So we have a mile warm-up, then we go to the track, run a mile, And then we have a mile tempo run. Then we run
three laps.
So
three quarters of a mile.
And then another mile, and then an 800, another mile loop, and then a 400 and another mile loop. Or no, then mile cool down. So.
And then when he gets you on the track, does he expect you to pick up the pace?
Yeah, on the track, it's pace work. Yeah. So
okay.
Running your time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but it teaches them how to, you know, change pace, because during the race, it's not all one pace. Mm-hmm. So as we do this work on the track, and we start out at interval pace, and then we get down to repetition pace with the tempo mixed in. And Madison, I'm sorry, but warm up and cool down is a mile and a half each.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. It all just blends together.
It's all a blur. There's a lot of dizzy looking kids at the end. It's a good feeling when they make it through it, so it's good.
Just tell me where I gotta go, and I don't know how long it's going to be. Have you seen the progress you wanted to see from the off season up until now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the off season for a lot of kids was a struggle. You know, our summer attendance at training or conditioning was pretty low. So, we're kind of starting behind where some of the other teams that train through the summer. But, I'm seeing the progress in practice, the meets. We've had one cool meet, and we really saw some drops in times. Yesterday, I liked, the competitiveness of the kids, but there's like a flu going around or sickness where a lot of the kids on the team were sick. They were, especially on the girls' side yesterday, they were dropping like flies, Like, had the timesheet all set up to record times, and it's like, I only had one person that I knew wasn't running. And, by the time the girls' race started at the meet, we had like half dozen people that were, sick. They looked awful.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, okay, you're not racing today kind of a thing. And plus, it was 80-some degrees. So it's like looking for that cool weather day to see the nice drop in times, Yeah. So it's coming. We're making great progress at practice. Just waiting to see it happen on race day.
It is kind of tough. I mean, not only when it's warm, but if it's warm and it's pretty humid, too. It's just rough to perform.
Yeah, I mean, it really saps you, the heat and the humidity, especially for the endurance sports. So just looking for that cold weather day, something in the 60s, 50s, we're going to see, massive drops in times to get where we need to be. So just crossing your fingers that it happens soon.
So individually, we'll start with Brandon work around. Is there a least favorite course? Don't get me started with this. Is there one that's like, oh man, do we really have to go there?
Actually, Cougar Falcon is my least favorite course because that's where I got hurt last year.
Oh,
so I'm not a fan of that.
Okay,
course.
I can understand that. All right, Drew.
Cougar Falcon or Redbud, because at Cougar Falcon I lost my shoe last year, so I had to run with only one shoe, and that was not good. For like a mile and a half.
Really?
Yeah. That one really hurt. And then at Redbud, just because there's so many hills, but we don't really run that anymore, so.
So when you tell that story, you say you lost your shoe because you were going a lot faster than you anticipated and you just ran out of it?
Yeah, no. Someone just stepped on it, and then I was just yelling to my dad, my shoe fell off, please go get it. And then he somehow found it, and so I got it back, so it's all right.
Claire, least favorite?
Probably Riverview, just because we run it so many times during the season. We run it like, how many times a season?
Three or four,
and it's just, and there's like, due to like swamp, not swamps, but like rain and mushy puddles.
Yeah.
They like redid it, and now you just do like a loop and then another loop, and it's just, no.
Because this year your home course is like half cross country, half swim, right?
Yeah, it's packed with, in the woods area, it's all like big wood chips now because they tried to soak up all the water, but it doesn't work.
It's not working. Sophia, least favorite?
Mine is also Riverview for the same reasons.
Okay. All right. Madison?
I would say MSU. I love the meet, but every single year it's so hot, and there's no shade at all because we run on a golf course. So,
all right.
Yeah.
And Aiden?
this is probably against a lot of these other people, but Portage, because it's a big hill and we got to run the same loop twice.
Ah.
It's not my favorite thing.
All right. What's next on the schedule for you?
We're at Brandon's least favorite course on Saturday, the Cougar Falcon Invite. And then next week we'll have a nice training week, and then the county championships on Saturday.
Hopefully a cool weather day.
Yes, crossing fingers. And for, well, both those meets will be running in the morning hour, so it should be a little bit cooler. Yeah. Crossing fingers. Cougar Falcons usually produces some fast times, so looking forward to that.
All right, you guys, thanks a lot for coming in. Congratulations on the season. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk St. Joe football next. The road trip is brought to you in part by Zix Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs, inviting you to explore meaty ideas. It's the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.
Nutritional deficiency is hard to avoid with our busy lifestyles and the ever-tempting convenience of fast food. If your lifestyle and work conditions prevent you from having a nutritious diet, I can help you. And I can offer you help with your total body wellness. At Helen's Health Hut, you'll discover alternative approaches and essential steps that can help you build a foundation for year-round health. Helen's Health Hut, better living naturally.
You want the best for yourself, and Kimberly at Helen's Health Hut does too. Come visit her at the corner of Pleasant and Main Streets in downtown St. Joe.
You're going to have a tailgate or football party this season, so you're planning on hot dogs and burgers, right? Everyone does that. But what about if you didn't? What if you went to Zix Specialty Meats and had fresh, grass-fed Angus steaks, smoked chicken quarters, and giant turkey legs? And what if your party tray had smoked salmon spread and sausages from Zix Specialty Charcuterie line? Here's the secret. It doesn't take any more effort to have this spread than it would to have that other stuff. So swing by Zix Specialty Meats and win the food game this season.
Did you know that the IRS is getting more aggressive these days? They're using private agencies to track you down and even started taking away passports. Don't wait. If you owe more than $10,000, take advantage of the Fresh Start Initiative, a program in place that can help you now. You can save thousands and possibly have your taxes forgiven. Join the thousands of taxpayers who made the call to get protection from IRS collections. Call the experts at Oxford Tax Partners now about the Fresh Start program. If you qualify, it'll stop the IRS collection agencies from coming after you. Let the IRS negotiation experts at Oxford Tax Partners get you protected once and for all. Call the hotline now at 800-575-1919. That's 800-575-1919. There's help for those of you who owe $10,000 or more, but it's important that you take action before these programs change. Call the tax experts at Oxford Tax Partners for a free consultation now at 800-575-1919. 800-575-1919. That's 800-575-1919.
You know Cabana's Ice Cream and More has amazing ice cream, but now they are so much more. Stop by in the morning for a breakfast burrito, Nutella waffle, or cereal and milk, and make Cabana's your lunch stop for the Hammy Sammy featuring local Michigan ham. The Buck Buck Chicken Wrap with fire-braised chicken, crunchy power greens, avocado, tomato, and cilantro pesto, or the grown-up grilled cheese. And don't forget, Cabana's has amazing coffee, including nitro cold brew. Now it's always Cabana season at Cabana's Ice Cream and More in downtown St. Joe.
Midwest Family, helping your business thrive with integrated marketing solutions, putting you top of mind, get your sales growth in motion with Midwest Family. Your systematic solution for measurable marketing results, Midwest Family. Midwest Family.
It's the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports at St. Joe High School. Hey, Booster members, coaches, and athletic directors, the next time you are looking to order school and team apparel, promotional items, and other fan merchandise, put your trust in Premier Promotions here in St. Joe. They're local, they know you and your fans better than anyone, and they're competitively priced. Visit them across from Clementine's in St. Joe or check out PremierPromos.com. Andrew Prattley, the head football coach here at St. Joe, joining us here as we wrap up the road trip. Good to see you as always.
Good to see you again. Weird to see you on a Thursday, but
I know.
It's three days in a row now.
It is going to be 3 days in a row. And with this, I get to come to you instead of you having to come to us.
Yeah. I provided you breakfast this time instead of Henry, so that's nice.
And that looks good, too. It's been taking everything I can not to dive into that, but as soon as we're done. It will be taken care of. So it's been an eventful week, I guess. Is that a good way to put it?
I guess in normal week until today, all of a sudden, that was a little early morning to get up for that. But it was cool to see all the kids here and getting a lot of school spirit going.
First year as the head coach, and I've asked you this several times during the pregame show or preseason or during the pregame shows as well. The strides this team has made, both sides of the ball, you got to be pretty happy with what you've seen from these guys.
Yeah, like I said earlier, we got great kids and great coaches that work hard every day, and we continuously improve, and we got to improve another big step this week.
I talked to you this past Saturday. When you have a game like this, and you probably had most likely the same situation in the Holland area with your big rival, this is what makes high school sports so cool, isn't it? When you have the big rivalry coming up tomorrow night, Lakeshore and St. Joe.
Yeah, it's an awesome atmosphere. It's what high school sports should all be about. Two communities rallying around their hometown kids, and you know, whether that's the band, the cheerleaders, the football team, everybody that's out there, and really bringing the communities together to celebrate what our young people are doing in a positive direction.
So tell us who you brought with this morning, and maybe some of the contributions that they've really made for you this year.
Well, we were live on air, so I let a couple of our senior captains do that earlier. So we chose the easiest way to choose us was your choice, really, the three players of the week for the first 3 weeks. So we've got running back Jeremiah Sterling, who was the player of the week here just last week at Mattawan, rushing for 125 yards and a couple touchdowns, and Brent Huff, who was player of the week first week at Battle Creek Central, Mr. Everything, field goal, punt, had I think 13 tackles that game or something like that, and then the young quarterback Troy Prattley, player of the week two, had 4 touchdown passes and another one rushing. So,
and Troy is supposed to have a quiz right now. So what we can do
AP Bio is calling his name right now.
What is it? What's the class?
AP Bio.
Well, the segment's supposed to end at 8 o'clock, but what we can do is you can let your teacher know that, yeah, but when we were done, he had to record some things for tomorrow night.
Yep.
And it took real long. Is it just blame it on me, and we can get you do our best to
there
get
you
on that quiz.
Definitely.
But thanks for coming out, you guys. Appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
Jeremiah, for you, first question for you. Observation seeing you play this year and even last year, do you enjoy running over people?
Yes, sir. I do.
Because, I mean, you've got to have a certain satisfaction. Well, I think it was last week, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah.
you just ran. Guy was there to make the tackle, and you just kind of like ran him over.
Yeah, you know, I had great blocks from my O-line right away. Then I could read. My line came up, hit the linebackers. I could make a nice cut off the line, then left the corner right for me. So it was like, it was nice.
For you, have you made the adjustments necessary? Has it been an easy adjustment for you going from one offense that you were used to a new offense now this year?
I mean, yes, because Coach Prattley and the coaching staff, you know, our teammates, the energy we bring in practice, you know, we really want to be better. So it's kind of easy for us to get it clicking.
And Brent, Coach mentioned to you, Mr. Everything. I think we probably mentioned this a few times. Is there something you don't do on the field? I mean, you're everywhere.
Well, I don't really play offensive line. They had me do that last year, but
oh, really?
That's not exactly my thing. I'll stick with the kicking and linebacker for now.
You're glad he took you off the O-line?
Yeah, I'm really glad.
Kicking-wise, is that something you've been doing for quite a while?
Yeah, I've been kicking since Rocket football. It's something I picked up then, and I really enjoy it.
On the defensive side of the ball, you just seem to love to gravitate to wherever the football is.
Yeah, I do. I like to read, get to the ball, and make a play.
Troy, for you, I mentioned to Jeremiah making the adjustments. You didn't have to make any adjustments as far as the offense goes.
No, yeah. I've been doing the same thing since third grade. So, you know, each year brings something new, and especially this year with personnel, we've had to adjust and use our players to open up the playbook, but it's been good so far.
Has it been fun so far?
Definitely. Yes. A lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, winning is fun.
Winning is fun.
Yeah. Are you having fun?
I always have fun. It's a great group of kids to work with. We have a blast every day.
That's what I was going to ask you. It seems like it's when I talked to some of the guys before the season started and throughout the season and now here today, it seems like it's a fun group to work with.
Yeah, a lot of energy. You know, when Jeremiah gets out there dancing the fight song and whatnot, like, it's just entertaining. We got a couple guys that like to entertain us and bring some juice every day at practice. So it's you never know what you're getting in practice, but it's always something.
I haven't seen that yet.
So. Oh, he won the dance-off today, too, at the Pep Assembly.
Oh,
so.
Really?
Yeah, he's got some moves.
So it's the post-game dance to the fight song?
I mean, basically, yeah. Yeah, we start singing the fight song, and I just feeling good, you know, so I just let loose a little bit.
Well, I've got to have to make sure that I watch that tomorrow night. When you get ready for Lakeshore, for you guys, you know, especially Jeremiah and Brent playing in this rivalry before, is it just a typical week, or are there certain things that, you know, going through your mind, it's like, well, no, it's not a typical week? Not looking for any bulletin board material, but is it more than just a typical week for you guys?
We like to make it seem like it's a typical week. We don't want to make Lakeshore, you know, special or do anything different. We just like to prepare like we always do and get ready for the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we like to do. But at the same time, you know, the atmosphere is different, especially when you hit the field. You can tell. And you have more grit for the game, that game.
Mm-hmm.
So
when Jeremiah mentioned atmosphere in Detroit, I got to imagine you love playing in front of an atmosphere like you're going to get tomorrow night.
Yeah, I've heard lots of stories, and I'm definitely excited. Got to keep my composure and calm down a little bit when I take the field for the first time, but I'm excited.
In a game like that, does it take a few plays for everyone to calm down and just play football?
I mean, I hope not. I hope that we're prepared for those situations every week, that we take a deep breath and do what your job is. And I think that's the biggest thing, is making sure you just do what you can control and not let the hype get too big, because obviously if that happens, then you're going to have a few series to get over that hump, and then there's going to be a crash, and so then you got to pick up from that too. So hopefully we'll be a little more steady tomorrow night and just continue to do what we do.
So we talked about Jeremiah's dancing ability. If you take Jeremiah out of the equation, who would win a dance-off on the other team? Who's got the best moves?
On the team?
Yeah.
Oof.
I think Troy.
Oh. Really?
Troy can dance. Troy can dance.
He had a nice dance of the Giddy Up Challenge. It was cool.
Yeah?
Dance with the cheerleaders this morning.
Yep. All right.
That was fun.
So it's going to be no, on the coaching. On the coaching staff.
Coaching staff. Okay. All right.
Coach Huey?
Sure.
I feel like he would bring the juice.
Sure.
What about your dad? Where would he?
Where would he rank?
Second place.
We'll go with a good second place.
All right.
Well,
we may have to try this at practice thing, because I'm feeling like I can take Coach Huey.
All right.
If that's what you got, I think he could
take first, because, you know, me and him have a celebration, and he knows how to hit the wall. And it's a new trend going on. And I've never seen another coach do that, so he probably could take first.
That's better. That's a better answer.
Does Coach have a victory dance when you get in the locker room after a win? Or has he not broken that out yet?
Oh, we have not seen a victory dance yet.
No.
Not in the locker room.
No, does it happen tomorrow night if you win?
We'll have to see. I don't know. It's every day is different, right? So we just have to see how things flow after that game. We'll never know.
All right, interesting question for you guys. If on a date night, and you're going to have your date over your house for dinner, you're making dinner, and it's not like frozen food you throw into the microwave. You're going to make dinner. What's your specialty?
I can make the best street tacos you've ever had.
Right. Really?
Street tacos, nice.
Street tacos.
They're fast, easy to make, and they taste good, so that's what I'm going with.
All right, you're pressing your date with the street tacos.
Yep.
All right.
I'm kind of more fancy, you know, so I'm going to get spaghetti, garlic bread, shakes, you know, stuff like that. Fine dine.
Troy?
I would, I've actually never done this before, but I would try and take chicken and stuff it with cheese and then wrap it in bacon.
Ooh. Huh.
So cheese stuffed chicken wrapped in bacon.
That's a hard thing.
And we would have that for
dinner. That's a hard thing.
Yep.
But it
sounds good though, doesn't it? Good.
Yes.
Do you think he could pull it off?
No, he can't cook it off.
What?
What?
Only time will tell.
But it's
going to be a fun night tomorrow night. What do you think?
Hold up. First of all,
yes.
Parmesan crusted dilled salmon is my specialty.
What?
So just so y'all know, I can cook. I spend time in the kitchen. I don't get this figure from Don. So we got to make sure we get that in. Parmesan crusted dilled salmon. It's the money.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like dill pickle?
Yeah, you got a little dill sauce and soak that in. Get a little flavor to it. It's good stuff.
All right, so if you guys go undefeated, Coach is making that at the end
for
of the
sure.
season.
For sure.
Deal.
Deal?
Deal.
We'll even invite Phil over.
Guys, we are out of time. Thanks a lot for coming on. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
It's going to be a fun one. Coach, always good to see you. Good
you
luck
too, sir. Thank you a lot. Appreciate it.
Always good to see you. That's going to wrap things up from St. Joe High School. The road trip brought to you in part by Victoria Everhart of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service. Get the best. Put Victoria Everhart with Realty Executives to work for you today. I want to thank Dave Volt back in our studios. Also want to thank Tony McDougall, our camera guy here, doing a great job for us this morning. Also want to thank Coach Janet Beamer, Ryan Walters, Mike Mahler, and Coach Prattley, and all of the student athletes here at St. Joe for joining us. Got St. Joe and Lakeshore tomorrow night. You can hear the game right here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. More of Golic and Wingo on the way on WSJM Sports.